Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
This year's International Women of Courage Awards were presented to 21 women, seven of whom were killed in targeted attacks in Afghanistan. Speaking at the Department of State awards ceremony, Secretary Antony Blinken, who was joined by First Lady Jill Biden, said for 15 years the State Department has given the International Women of Courage Award to women around the world who have shown exceptional strength and leadership in advocating for peace, justice, human rights, and gender equality. Among the women honored was Maria Kolesnikova of Belarus. She and her partners mounted a historic challenge to the 26-year rule of Alexander Lukashenko, courageously facing imprisonment in the aftermath of the disputed election. Fio Fio Ong is an emerging leader in Burma. Her organization, the Wings Institute, facilitates youth exchanges between different ethnic and religious groups and promotes peace building and reconciliation. Another award winner, Maximilien Ngoembi of Cameroon, has promoted human rights and been an outspoken voice among civil society actors, often sacrificing her personal safety in the push for a peaceful resolution of the civil war in Cameroon. Wang Yu of China is one of the country's most prominent human rights lawyers and has faced arrest and imprisonment for defending activists. Julienne Luseng of the Democratic Republic of the Congo is a leading female activist in fighting against gender-based violence. Other award recipients include Mayerlise Angarita of Colombia, Judge Erica Afan from Guatemala, Shore Bayat of Iran, Muskan Khatun of Nepal, Zara Muhammad Ahmed of Somalia, Sister Alicia Vacas Moro of Spain, Ranitha Ganaraja of Sri Lanka, Kanan Gulu of Turkey, and Ana Rosario Contreras of Venezuela. Secretary Blinken noted that women and girls are often the most vulnerable to human rights abuses.
That's why the equal rights and dignity of women and girls is a foreign policy priority for the United States. When we design our foreign policy with the rights and needs of women and girls in mind, our policy is more effective, more humane, and more likely to make a lasting difference in people's lives.
Addressing the award winners, Secretary Blinken said, "You are making our world more just, stable, peaceful, and free. The United States is proud to be in your corner."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.